Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, people, and topics that are important to you. And we know that we've been focusing a lot in the past several days on the coronavirus outbreak and the stay-at-home order that has so many people working from home, watching their kids at home, some people struggling just because their businesses are no longer functioning right now or operating, and so they are at home waiting this out. Joining me on the phone, though, to talk about how scammers are using this as an opportunity, believe it or not, is Jonathan Liebert, who's the CEO of the Better Business Bureau Colorado Springs. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me.
Good morning. Why is it that it seems like when calamity strikes, you would think that the scammers would be taking maybe a little breather, maybe some time off, but no, they don't.
They do not, and, you know, it is. It's actually very sad and disturbing that you've got, you know, much of humanity suffering right now, and there are people out there that are trying to prey upon folks that in this kind of time of uncertainty and need, they're preying upon them and trying to make money.
Right, because we all have a measure of anxiety about what's going on, you know, whether it's going to get worse, how long it's going to last. And the last thing you need is to be worrying about how to protect your finances and protect the money that you do have.
Absolutely. And sadly enough, this does create a perfect environment for cyber criminals to steal information or to steal money from you. They are going to prey on the uncertainty. They are going to hope that you are not paying attention. With everybody kind of working from home and kind of settling in and folks kind of getting used to this new normal, that is a perfect opportunity for them to make sure that they can kind of take you unaware. And now that there's a lot of information out there, new websites, government action, we're going to be getting checks in the mail. Talk about just the perfect opportunity for cyber criminals to figure out how to part you from your money. This is absolutely the kind of environment where they can do a lot of harm.
A lot of damage. Careful. Let's talk about that. The stimulus checks, it's been discussed in the media here on this show, certainly. And we've been discussing it as a positive, but the scammers are taking that information and running with it. Describe how this stimulus check scam could potentially work and how you might be hoodwinked by it.
Absolutely. And this is one of those things where, you know, again, as VB's been tracking this stuff, you know, scammers absolutely wasted no time in taking advantage of this news. So here's what's happening. People are reporting this already. There are government imposters that are calling about these checks. And really what you've got to make sure is that you're watching out for these phony government grants that are asking for your personal information and banking information. So here's how this works. So you might receive a message on your phone. You might see a social media post regarding the COVID-19 economic impact check. And so you click on that link on your email, or you click on the link on the social media site, and then it might take you to what looks like an official website. And it's asking you to verify your information or your banking details. And so they're asking you to, hey, if you want to get your check, you got to give us a little bit of information first, just so we can double check and verify that you're the right person. Then we'll send this check on to you. And that's not how this works. They're not going to be posting this stuff. The federal government is not going to be posting this stuff on social media, messages, phone calls, etc. That's not how this is going to work. And so, you know, people really have to be careful that they are not clicking on these links. That's a form of a phishing scam where they can get into your computer. But also, what you don't want to be doing is going to, you know, a random website and putting in your personal information or your bank account information. There are links that are leading to a website claiming that it is a government agency titled the U.S. Emergency Grants Federation. That is not accurate. There's no such thing. And so that's where they're requesting your social security number in the form of getting your eligibility up to date. So there's lots of different versions of this we'll probably end up seeing. There's some where people are talking about, hey, there's a processing fee, all kinds of weird stuff around this. You know, you're not going to pay any money to get a check. You don't give them information, personal or otherwise. Don't tell them, here's my banking, you know, information so they can, you know, stick money in there for you. You're going to get a check. It's going to come to you in the mail. This is not something that you need to verify.
And talk about damaging the possibility that it could be. There apparently has already been one case where they lost up to $150,000.
$150,000. I mean, it's unbelievable if that's the case. And, you know, again, some people will get taken for, you know, $400, $500, but this $150,000 is unprecedented. I mean, that is such a large amount. And again, this is not something that happens normally. So this is why this is valuable to scammers of this type of situation, where you've got something coming from the federal government. And one of the things we found at the Better Business Bureau, as we've done a lot of research with our partners at FINRA, is that, you know, people usually get duped and taken by folks that are pretending to be some type of official government organization or some type of just official leader from an organization that they trust. And so you just got to be really, really careful with this stuff because, you know, again, we've never received this type of check before. And so because it's new, we're a little bit uncertain. People are a little bit scared of just the situation in general. They're not kind of in their usual comfort zone. And so they're going to maybe click on that link that they normally shouldn't. Or they might say, well, I guess this does make sense to verify. I'm going to give them my information. And, you know, you should not be doing that.
Don't do it. Just say no. Click on another link or hang up, whatever you need to do. All right. Well, we have much more to talk about in terms of the other ways that scammers are trying to part your money from you. And that's what we're discussing today on The Extra. We're talking about how the coronavirus has given rise to a lot of very generous giving on the part of folks. And there's desperate needs certainly as well. But criminals are out there and they are wanting to do you harm, and they're using this as the springboard for it. So we've got Jonathan Liebert, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Colorado Springs, on the phone, and we're going to continue talking to him after the break. Right now, we want to take a short time out. We'll be back with more of The Extra just after these messages. And welcome back to The Extra. We are the show that connects you with the people, topics, and issues that are important to you. And today we are talking about how to protect yourself financially during the economic downturn, as well as the coronavirus pandemic, all hitting at the same time. A lot of folks are just trying to hold on to what they have, or they're going through some dramatic and drastic financial setbacks. And we do sympathize with them and really want to make sure that we're holding out our hands and offering them some protection. So for that reason, we have on the show Jonathan Liebert, who's joining us by phone, I should say. We're social distancing. And Jonathan is the CEO of Better Business Bureau Colorado Springs. Thanks so much for joining us and talking about this important issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So one of the things that we talked about was the scams that may be tied, and already we've seen bubbling up, tied to the upcoming stimulus checks. And you issued some important directives. You know, there's no need for anyone to be contacting you asking for credit card information or other personal information. That's not what the government's going to do when they're issuing these checks. You'll be getting a check in the mail or a direct deposit in your bank account, right?
So you'll be getting the check in the mail, correct. And I think it's just important to just remember how to spot these scams, is that government agencies are not going to communicate to you through social media or unsolicited messages to your inbox. They're not going to, and you're not going to pay money for a free kind of government grant as well. There are some things where people are, you know, hey, sign up for this check. There's a small processing fee. That's not going to happen either. And then just do your research. You know, if you see kind of a lookalike website, or I've never heard of that government institute, I'm going to check this out. And the one that we mentioned earlier was that there is a link that's leading people to a website.
The U.S. Emergency Grants Federation. Right.
Yeah. Right, which does not exist. So if you get something where it's just like, this looks weird, do your research, you know, check it out. But at the same time, you know, if you're getting solicited on social media or just getting these emails or something, or text on your phone, but it's probably not legitimate.
I had a couple of relatives recently, and it was before this all bubbled up, but I'm assuming that the scammers will be doing this again, is a couple of relatives said, hey, I got an email from you, Shannon, and it was definitely not my email that was being sent. You know, they used the friend status. Somehow they were able to connect me to them. And those are also ones that you should watch out for, right?
Absolutely. And what you're talking about is, you know, some type of, you know, somebody at some point might have a phishing scam where they clicked on a link and they now have access to their email and they're saving it for a day like today to send it from you to a friend. So again, you're a trusted source. Hey, click this link, make sure you're getting your check, pay the quick fee, it's easy, I did it, you know, and it's not you, you're not the one saying that. Some of the other resources I've seen, or information rather, for phishing scams, where they're just trying to get you to click on a link to get some type of information from you, those have increased in the last few weeks by 665%.
Oh my.
So just in general, people are going to try to get information from you using email and getting you to click on some link for something. So again, we all have to be aware of this and be careful. Don't click on things if you're not 100% sure that that's legitimate. And again, in the case where it looks like a friend and the wording sounds off or there's a weird misspelling, you know, call the person up and say, hey, did you send this to me? I've done that many times. It's like, did you send me this Facebook link on Messenger or did you send me this email? No, I didn't. Okay. I'm glad.
Before you click on the link.
Click on it.
Right. Before
Correct.
You click
Don't
on the
click
link.
Click on it to see what it is and then call. It's too late by then.
The other way around. We're going to talk about much more about scams. I want to talk about a scam that is very peculiar to the coronavirus episode that we're experiencing right now. Health scams. How are the crooks doing this with phony health claims?
With all of the, there's a lot of great information out there. There's some bad stuff, but I think all in all, there's just an overwhelming amount of information. There's just so much stuff. Everybody's trying to be helpful, posting things on their websites, and people are getting confused. And so, again, this is how scammers are taking advantage of this. And this is one of these areas where they are doing these phony health claims, and they are basically marketing on the internet these miracle cures. And so, you know, they're saying that there is this all natural, you know, new, you know, cure that you can get, and, you know, we'll send it right to your house. It's not that expensive, you know. And so for a lot of people, they're thinking, oh, this is the latest and greatest news. They finally developed a cure for it. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'll spend some money on that. That sounds good. It's all natural. It's, you know, it's approved by whoever. And what we need the people to know is that currently there are no U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved vaccines or drugs that prevent coronavirus. There's a lot of treatments that are in development right now, but nothing's been approved. But again, scammers are going to take advantage of these uncertain times to make you think that, hey, there's this new breakthrough that's happened, and they're going to push these fake remedies out to people online, and people that are scared are going to buy it.
Mm-hmm. Quack medicine. That's what they called it back in the day, right?
Medicine.
Quack medicine.
Right. That's absolutely what this is. Or the snake oil salesman, right? I mean, that's kind of what this miracle cure-all for coronavirus. And that's not what's available right now. There is no cure at this time. You're going to see a lot of that stuff. When something does come into the marketplace as a vaccine or something, you know, look for, you know, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved stuff, or go to their website to double check and determine if there's something that's up there that's been approved. There's nothing yet. We're still waiting. It's in development.
And they cloak this in a lot of, online, I guess, graphics and testimonials that look so convincing. That's the problem is it's very easy to be convinced by some of the things you see.
It is very easy, especially when the con artists right now, what we've seen, they're impersonating the CDC and the World Health Organization in these kind of phishing emails. And these messages claim to have news about the disease and tell readers to download one of these graphics or to download something that contains malicious software. Another scam email tries to con people into donating to fake fundraising efforts, and they're claiming to be a government program. And so some of these look legitimate. Some of these are not. Some of them don't even try very hard. It's kind of funny. they just kind of throw stuff together. But some of them are very convincing. They're very well done. They're copying websites. And at the very end, you know, there's some weird name on there where you know it's not a .gov address.
And
right?
You know,
so
they must
careful.
They must be getting people. They must be ensnaring people, because otherwise they would stop doing it. So it must be successful.
Absolutely.
We've got Jonathan Lieber on the phone right now from the Better Business Bureau. We've got much more of the extra coming your way. We want to take a short break here. It is 9:29. You're listening to KRDO News Radio. We'll see you on the other end. Hi there, and welcome to the second half hour of The Extra, our show here on KRDO News Radio, where we focus on the topics, issues, and people that are important to you. And today, we're focusing on the topic of coronavirus scams, because as soon as the coronavirus started gaining more headlines, the scammers and crooks took notice, and they decided to use that as the, I guess, springboard to finding their way into your pocketbook and grabbing some of your money, because that is the way it works. They know that we are paying, I guess, closer attention to some of the headlines coming out, and we'll actually put our eyeballs on those items that come across our desktops, come across our phones, and click on those links, and that's what leads us into the possibility of trouble in terms of protecting our money. So I've got Jonathan Liebert, who's the CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Pikes Peak, or Colorado Springs, I should say, joining us by phone. And Jonathan, we talk about scams. They definitely are an all ages opportunity sort of crime, but it seems like the crooks really do like to target our seniors.
Yes, they do, unfortunately. And we are definitely seeing scams for everybody, but there are some recent ones that are absolutely just focusing on the senior population.
How do they do that? What are they doing?
So this is interesting. BBB's been tracking this. We've been getting reports from all over the U.S., specifically from seniors, that they are being targeted. Here's what they're doing. Seniors are telling us that they're receiving text messages from scammers that are posing as employees from the U.S. Department of Health about taking a mandatory online COVID-19 test in order to receive the recently approved stimulus payment. So again, this one kind of links back into the checks, you know, getting your checks that we talked about earlier in the program. But now there's another layer on this for seniors. Rather than, hey, click on this link and verify or pay a processing fee, this is you've got to take this test to make sure you're healthy,
which
in order to claim your check.
A senior would, anybody would probably feel compelled to want to take a test to make sure their health is okay. But when you're talking about that vulnerable population in terms of their health, they're even more concerned about it.
They absolutely are. And again, as we talked about, this time of uncertainty, it's this time of fear that scammers are absolutely going to prey on victims in this time. And so people are not quite sure. And this is all unprecedented, right? We never had to go through something like this before. So people might normally, who have their guard up even, who think that this is a scam, there's stuff where they might say, you know what, this might be legitimate. I'm not sure how they're doing this, because I've never had to go through this before. Mm-hmm. And so this is something that people, again, they're going to try different things, and they're going to rotate, their plans, throughout the next upcoming, weeks and months, as long as this continues. And so people just got to really, really make sure that they're paying attention to this. And again, if it seems weird or there's something that just kind of seems off, do your research, double check things, talk to a friend, call the BBB. We are open still. We are all working from home. We manage a website. So that's the nice thing about having a website organization, is that we can do the work from home, but we are still open. People can go to the website and look for this information. They can go to BBB.org, Scam Tracker, and find this information as well. But yeah, people are going to absolutely impersonate some type of government agency for this. Social Security Administration is another good one.
And that whole mantle of officialness is really what I think takes people in.
It absolutely is. And there's some research that BBB did with FINRA and their educational foundation and the Stanford Center for Longevity. And they found that the top reason people said that they lose money was because the scammer seemed official. So they were a government entity. They were the police. We'll talk later on in the program about when folks are now working from home. Some of the most scammed most impersonated companies at the moment are going to be Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, all of these people, because we're all online, we're all working from home, we're all working on our computers, and you might get a call or an email from somebody that's posing to be somebody that, hey, I'm here to help. And it's an Apple representative, and they're not really from Apple, you know. And obviously the federal government, BBB, we're one of the top 10 most impersonated organizations of last year. BBB was number 10. So people, you know, using our good name to really try to make sure that people are, you know, caught off guard by, well, BBB, you can trust them. It must be legitimate, and it's a scam, you know. So you got to be diligent.
And we know our seniors, if any are listening right now, we know you're diligent about this because there's some interesting statistics that have come out. Can you kind of delve into that over the kinds of losses and who's actually experiencing losses to scammers?
Yeah, so right now the demographics that we have, and again, thank you for the seniors that are reporting this to us, and again, for folks in our community, let us know if you're getting these calls. The more information I have, the more information I can put to good use to make sure other people don't get scammed. But right now, seniors 65 and older are reported losing a median of $350 last year when falling a victim to a scam. That's more than double the loss across all other age groups, so the average is about 160. So seniors 65 and older are more likely to walk away from a scam and avoid financial loss, but you know, one in four seniors reporting a loss this past year versus one in three. So again, they are being targeted more. There's more money kind of going out, you know, from the senior side. And so, as you mentioned earlier, if scammers see success, then they're going to keep doing it over and over again.
Okay. We're going to talk about coming up what to do if you are a victim of a scam. But in the meantime, tell us a little bit, we won't go into much of it because we do have a commercial break coming up, but tell us a little bit. So these tech workers, as you would think, as smart and savvy as they are about what's potentially out there online, you're saying they're being targeted as well?
Yeah, they're being impersonated.
Impersonated, so I see.
They're being impersonated. So you might get a call from your IT department, and it may not be the real your IT department, and so again, as people are kind of working from home and they're off kilter just a little bit because this is new for everybody, and so they're going to take advantage of that unknowing. And maybe you've never had to deal with your IT department directly through email because you just walked into their office, and you know, they're hoping that there might be just a little bit of a window of opportunity because things are different right now. We're getting used to this new way of doing business.
Yeah, it is a new normal for so many of us. I work in an office still, but most of my colleagues are now working from home. So it is a very different working experience for both them and the few of us who are still in the office. We're going to take a break right now. 9:43 is your time. We're going to talk more about what the guard you need to put up in terms of protecting yourself from scammers when you are doing that remote work, and as well, what to do if you do become a victim of a scam, unfortunately. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. Right now, we want to take a short time out for messages. You're listening to KRDO News Radio's The Extra. And welcome to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. We are so pleased to be joined by Jonathan Liebert, who's the CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. All throughout this morning show, I've been saying Colorado Springs, Pikes Peak region, no, of all of Southern Colorado. So there's the clarification. And Jonathan, it really is a pleasure talking to you. It's sad that we have to be talking about these circumstances when people are taking advantage of what is truly a global health tragedy, and yet trying to take financial advantage of people who are suffering through this or even just anxious about it. But that's what we are talking about, how scammers are really setting up business. You talked about 600% increase in at least one type of scam that you've seen ever since this coronavirus started grabbing the headlines, huh?
Right. The phishing scams are up significantly. So just the kind of the, you know, run of the mill kind of day to day weird emails you get, you know, click this link. Those are up. Yes. 667%.
Wow. So we were talking about how with people working for home, and so many are working from home, or they are at home, like, for instance, looking for jobs. What kind of scams are being targeted at those people?
Yeah, so what we're seeing right now is a big, big increase of hacking attempts or phishing attempts that's just being kind of reported to us by different IT companies. So as many people are looking to work from home and are trying to adapt to this new remote situation, there are things that are going on right now that where you need to really make sure that you are being protected. So some of the things that we're starting to see is that, you know, don't accept unsolicited support calls from people that are claiming to be from Microsoft, Apple, or other vendors. So you might get a call or an email, hey, I can fix your computer, or there's something that you need to update or download this, you know, great new app or whatever. And you might think it's from somebody that you're using. So if you're on a Microsoft computer, you might trust them. Or if you're on Apple, you might trust them. And that's what they're hoping on. Mm-hmm. So be wary of these unsolicited support calls. Or, you know, people are actually trying to replicate and impersonate your IT department. Same type of thing. Somebody might say, hey, this is your IT department. I need to remote into your computer to download some new software. Make sure you double check. I guarantee you there's going to be an email that's going to come out from somebody within your organization, from your supervisor, or from your IT department that's going to tell you that this is going to be the case. That's something that, you know, you really want to be careful of. And then the other thing too, that this has been a big one for many years. This is not a new one by any means, but you're probably going to get a lot more of these emails requesting that you do a favor from your manager. Like, hey, could you go purchase some gift cards for me? That happens a lot already, but you know, now that we're not in the office where you can just kind of get up and walk across the aisle and, hey, did mm-hmm. you send me this email? No. Okay. Now we're at home. And so it may not be as easy. So just be careful about not opening attachments and links or messages that you're not 100% certain where the source came from. Really be careful that you are, you know, verifying things with your IT department. Be aware that folks are impersonating Microsoft, Apple, and Amazon. You know, avoid those pop-up numbers. Like if a message box pops up in your email with the phone number in it, don't call it. And make sure your computer is up to date with all of the antivirus and Windows updates. Windows, just because that's what I use, has been cranking out updates on a pretty regular basis. I'm at the point now where I'm downloading updates every day. Some people will, on a normal time period, might say, you know what, I'll do it once a month.
Right.
IT experts will tell you at least once a week. Now I think they would probably tell you, you probably got to make sure you're checking for updates on your computer once a day.
Okay.
So really make sure your computer's up to speed, because otherwise scammers can kind of get in through there. Hackers can get it through in there. I'm sorry, not scammers, but hackers can get into your data.
And hold your computer hostage even.
Secure.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right.
And not only that, if it is a work computer, the potential is you're also opening up your entire work network then to something like that.
Correct. And it only takes one employee right now, right, that is potentially on a home network that's logged into another network where somebody could kind of get into. The other thing I would tell people as well, just to be safe, you know, lock your computer when you're away from your desk during the day. But then at the end of a day of work, absolutely, it's important for you just to log off everything. I would shut it down. So don't just kind of put it to sleep or disconnect it without logging off. It's probably best to log off your computer at night just to be double safe, just to have some extra precautions. Lock your computer, turn it off at night. I mean, those types of things will help.
Uh-huh. So the crooks working twice as hard, it seems like, even though the rest of us are just trying to maintain a regular working schedule if we can. But the crooks working overtime to try and take advantage of what they see as a window of opportunity while we're all anxious about coronavirus and changing up our routines, trying to look for that window into our bank accounts. So some important information here. Jonathan Liebert, the CEO of Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, joining us. If you do become a victim of a scam, what should you do next, Jonathan?
I would really encourage people to report it to BBB. Your local BBB is up and operational. They can report it at our website at bbb.org. They can just Google BBB scam tracker. They can report it on our actual scam tracker there. Or folks, just call us. We will absolutely be happy to talk to you, give you some good information and advice. That number is 636-1155. Let us know how we can help. We're here as a resource for this community, and we absolutely want to make sure that we're helping you. We also want to make sure that we're tracking this data so that we can get more information out to consumers in a timely fashion. So if there's some new scam that I have not gone over today that somebody's called you or sent you an email, I want to know about it so we can track it. So okay. Go to the website or give us a call.
And don't be afraid. And this goes not just for seniors, but for any individual who's maybe feeling a bit more isolated than we all were a couple of weeks ago. Don't be afraid to contact someone. Reach out to the Better Business Bureau. Reach out to a family member, neighbor, or any organization that you might trust for advice. Because this isolation order has us all feeling more isolated. And that's what the scammers are counting on as well, right, Jonathan?
You are absolutely correct. They're going to prey on that fear and the unknown.
Okay. Jonathan Liebert, the CEO of Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, thank you so much for joining us, for providing this important information. We're going to make sure that we have this linked up on our Facebook page as well as on our podcast page. You can find that by going to www.krdo.com/radio and clicking on the link in the upper right corner. That's it for this edition of The Extra. We hope to see you again tomorrow. Please listen in to KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.